Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. Ocelots are small wild cats that are spotted like jaguars and leopards. Some of these animals live in South Texas.
We only know of two breeding populations in Texas and occur primarily in southern Texas now. Historically, ocelots occurred throughout much of central and east Texas.
And they lived along the riverbanks. Dr. Michael Tuis has researched wildcats with the Caesar Clayburg Wildlife Research Institute for 25 years. He says these beautiful animals are being driven to extinction by development, inbreeding, and habitat loss.
The population here in southern Texas represents the United States population, and there are less than 100 of them remaining. Therefore, they're an endangered species. When the populations are as small as they are, almost any kind of a wildlife population will start to decrease genetic diversity and tend to go towards extinction.
Hear about the proposed recovery plan to restore the Texas ocelot population tomorrow.
By increasing the genetic diversity of such a small population, you can help reduce the amount of mortality that is increased with low genetic diversity and increase survival and increase reproduction. There is a stronger, vigorous population in Mexico that can be used to help augment the two populations that we have here in Texas.
That's our show with research and writing help from Sarah Loden and sponsored by the Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.